I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
There's the Telltale theme music. It means it must be time for another episode of the I'm in love with that song podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Brad Page, and I'm your musical tour guide, your geologist of another sort, as we explore the rock that made history. This time I'm introducing a new segment I'm calling Creation and Evolution, where we'll take a look at both the birth and the journey a song takes before it ends up in its final form. Some songs have a rather short path from the writer's pen to the final release, but some songs take the long way around. And that's what we're going to explore here on Creation and Evolution. For example, what do Airplanes, Houston, Texas, and Farrah Fawcett have to do with Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips? Let's find out.
I'm always leaving. Said he's going back to find, ooh, a simpler place and time.
We'll be right back after this.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Jim Weatherly was a songwriter from Mississippi who had written a few songs for Dean Martin and Peggy Lee. No hits, though. He hadn't really made his mark yet. One day in 1970, Weatherly called his friend, a struggling actor named Lee Majors, who would find fame as TV's $6 million man.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Majors wasn't around, but his girlfriend, a struggling actress named Farrah Fawcett, picked up the phone. She, of course, would eventually star in Charlie's Angels.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
Farrah and Weatherly got to talking, and she told him she was just about to head out of L.A. to visit her family, leaving on a midnight plane to Houston. That phrase, midnight plane to Houston, stuck in his head, and as soon as he got off the phone, he sat down, and in about 40 minutes, he wrote a whole song. He based the song, loosely, on Fawcett and Majors. It was about a girl who went to L.A. to make it big, but when it doesn't work out, she goes back home, and her boyfriend follows her back. Weatherly recorded the song and included it on his 1972 solo album called Weatherly.
Ellie proved too much for the girl, so she's leaving the life we've come to know. She's going back to find what's left of her world, the world she left behind long ago. And she's leaving on the midnight plane to Houston, going back to a simpler place and time. I'll be with her on that midnight plane to Houston.
It's a pretty maudlin country song, but the publisher had some faith in it and sent it around, hoping to find other artists to cover it. They even offered it to Gladys Knight, but at this point, she passed on it. They pitched it to another artist, singer Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mom. She liked the song, but not the title. She said, "My people are from Georgia, and they didn't take planes to Houston or anywhere else. They took trains." And this is just a guess, but I think she might have been concerned about some confusion since her name was Houston, and the song was about the city of Houston. Either way, Weatherly agreed to change the lyrics to "Midnight Train to Georgia." And besides the title change, this version also changes the genders. Now it's the man who has failed and is going back home, and it's the woman who follows him. Sissy Houston released her version in February 1973.
LA is just too much for him. So he's leaving the life we've come to know. He said he's going back to find what's left of his world, the world he left behind not so long ago.
Meanwhile, in 1973, Gladys Knight and the Pips had left Motown Records and signed a deal with Buddha Records, which gave her more freedom to pick her own material. By this time, Gladys had already had a hit with another Jim Weatherly song, "Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye," in 1972.
It's sad.
Gladys heard Sissy Houston's version of "Midnight Train to Georgia," she knew she could make it work. She envisioned it as an Al Green-style soul number. Producer Tony Camillo had worked with everyone from Dionne Warwick to Grand Funk Railroad. It was his job to record the instrumental tracks for Midnight Train for Gladys. But she wasn't happy with what he came up with. Too polished, too orchestrated. She wanted something more stripped down. So he cut another version, and she rejected that one too. So, working with engineer Ed Stasium, who would later become a legendary producer in his own right, working with the Ramones, Talking Heads, Motorhead, and Living Color, just to name a few, they put together a small band. Jeff Mironoff on guitar, Bob Babbitt on bass, Andrew Smith on drums, and Tony Camillo himself on piano. They banged out a simple backing track in an hour and sent it to Gladys. And that was exactly what she was looking for. They overdubbed horns and some strings, but for the most part, they kept it straightforward. Gladys recorded her vocal in almost one take. No warm-up, no run-through, no punch-ins. She was well-rehearsed, and she knew what she wanted. She stepped up to the mic, and 4 minutes later, it was almost done, except for some ad-libs at the end, which we'll get to later.
L.A. proved too much for the man. So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
I love how she's singing pretty softly there. She's holding back, but then she lets loose a bit for the next part.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going
back to find.
Going back.
The world he left behind not so long ago.
And here's the first chorus.
He's leaving,
leaving
on that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh, yes.
Now, notice how the backing vocals by William Guest, Edward Patton, and Bubba Knight, along with Gladys herself, aren't just singing harmonies or repeating lines from the lead vocal. They're actually adding commentary. They're in dialogue with the lead vocal. That's something that Gladys and the Pips brought to the song. None of the other versions do that.
A simpler place and time. Oh, yes, it is.
Here's the second verse, and let's bring up the vocals again so we can hear more of that interaction between the lead and the backing vocals.
He kept dreaming,
dreaming,
ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
I love this part.
Superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard way.
And check out the backing vocals here.
Always come true. Oh, no. So he burned all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back.
Now, James Jamerson is the bass player most associated with the Motown sound, and he's a legend. But Bob Babbitt also played on many Motown classics, too. And he's a phenomenal player as well. Let's listen to some of Bob Babbitt's bass work here.
I'm always leaving.
Come on now, you gotta love those woo-woos.
Hey, I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Now, I mentioned before how Gladys recorded her vocal in one take, and that's true right up until this point in the song. They wanted to have Gladys do some ad-libbing during the final choruses, some of those inspired, energetic interjections that can really add some emotional weight to a song. The problem was that Gladys didn't feel like she was a natural at that kind of thing, at least not at this point in her career. She didn't feel comfortable and kind of froze up at the mic. Merrill Knight, who everyone called Bubba, was not only one of the Pips, he was also Gladys's brother. He took a mic into the control room, and with the backing track playing, he fed Gladys some lines into her headphones, and she sang them back as the tape rolled. Now picture Bubba Knight in that control room looking at Gladys through the glass, singing these lines to her, like my world, his world, our world, and she's singing them back and putting her own spin on them.
His world, our world, none of them his alone.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. Buddha Records issued Midnight Train to Georgia as a single in August 1973, and eventually it worked its way to number one. It won the Grammy for Best R&B Vocal Performance, and it would become Gladys Knight and the Pips' calling card for the rest of their career. Of the original Pips, Edward Patton passed away in February 2005, William Guest died in December of 2015, but Merrill Bubba Knight, Gladys's brother, is still with us, and Gladys herself, as of this recording, is still alive and well. She released her last album in 2014. Jim Weatherly passed away February 2021. He was 77. Thank you for joining me for this episode. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another new episode. Until then, you can binge on all of our past episodes. They're all on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook to share your thoughts and feelings. Just look for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast and you'll find us. You can also send me email at lovethatsongpodcast@gmail.com. This show is one of many great podcasts on the Pantheon Podcast Network, so be sure to seek out all those other great shows. If you'd like to support this show, one way to do it is to just tell your friends about it, because your word of mouth really does mean a lot. But think about showing some love to your favorite bands or artists by wearing one of their t-shirts, buying some of their merch. You know, if you've seen any of the little promo videos that I do for this podcast, you've probably seen that I've got a t-shirt for just about every band that's ever been featured on this show. And that's because, well, for one thing, I just love t-shirts, but it's also because that's one of the ways that I show my love for these artists. A great place to get your own t-shirts and band merch is Old Glory. They are based right here in New England, in Connecticut, actually, but they'll ship anywhere in the country, probably around the world. And they stock a lot of great merch. It's all licensed stuff, so the artists get a share. And if you use our discount code, we get a little cut too. So please support the bands you love and this podcast by going to oldglory.com and use the discount code LoveThatSong. You'll get 15% off, you get free shipping, and you'll be supporting this show and, of course, those great bands and artists. That discount code is LoveThatSong. It's in the show notes and it's in the player on our website. But it's easy to use. You just go to oldglory.com, you order all your cool stuff, you use the discount code LoveThatSong, you'll end up saving some money, and you will help out the show. And I really thank you for that. Thanks again for joining me for this Creation and Evolution episode on Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.